This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Cyprus on the first leg of his three-nation tour. Prime Minister Modi and Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidis participated in a business roundtable bringing together key Indian and Cypriot entrepreneurs to explore new opportunities in trade, investment and innovation. Both leaders discussed ideas on strengthening the India-Cyprus business partnership with a focus on identifying newer areas of engagement such as digital payments, shipping and emerging technologies. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Shortly after his arrival, Prime Minister travelled to Lamassos where he received a rousing welcome from the Indian community. Prime Minister Modi and President Christodoulidis will hold formal bilateral talks in Nicosia covering a wide range of areas including education, digital partnerships and regional security. Discussions will also touch on global developments such as the India-EU partnerships and the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. The Prime Minister's visit will conclude with an official lunch hosted in his honor at the Presidential Palace before his departure to Canada for the G7 summit. Rajadurai, Akashwani News from Cyprus.
In the wake of a tragic helicopter crash near Gaurikund in Uttarakhand, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, to enforce strict safety protocols for helicopter operations in sensitive areas like Kedarnath Valley. The ministry stressed that passenger safety is non-negotiable and warned operators against flying in unsafe weather or violating operational rules. To ensure further safety, all helicopter services in the region will be halted for 2 days. In Maharashtra, an old bridge over the Indrayani River collapsed in Mawal Taluka near Pune today. According to preliminary reports, several tourists are feared to have drowned in the incident. 4 deaths have been confirmed so far. 6 people are reported to be seriously injured, while 38 individuals have been rescued. A compensation of 5 lakh rupees each has been announced by the state government for the families of the deceased. And now let's go over live where Prime Minister is addressing the event.
Nuclear power mission, hamari growth engine ke naye engine ban rahe hain. Mujhe jankar khushi hai ki Cyprus ki stock exchange और NSE ने मेरे होम स्टेट गुजरात में गिफ्ट सिटी में सहयोग पर सहमति बनाई है. साइप्रस एक प्रसिद्ध टूरिस्ट डेस्टिनेशन है. भारत में भी हम डेस्टिनेशन डेवलपमेंट और मैनेजमेंट पर बल दे रहे हैं. हमारे टूर ऑपरेटर्स के बीच नजदीकी सहयोग विन विन हो सकता है. ऐसे कई और क्षेत्र हैं जिनमें आपसी सहयोग के लिए बहुत ही पोटेंशियल है. फ्रेंड्स, पिछले महीने भारत और यूके के बीच एक एम्बिशियस एफटीए पर सहमति बनी है. अब हम भारत और यू के बीच फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट को इस साल के अंत तक संपन्न करने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है.
This was PM Modi addressing the event live in Cyprus. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Kananaskis tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit at the invitation of his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney. Mr. Modi will also hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. In the final leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will reach Croatia on the 18th of this month. In the Ahmedabad plane crash in Gujarat, the process from DNA sampling to matching is going on continuously for 24 hours at Gandhinagar Forensic Science Laboratory. A total of 250 blood samples have been taken from the relatives of the passengers and local residents so far. Out of these, 62 DNA samples have been matched and 35 bodies have been handed over to the families of the deceased. Now only samples of the relatives of 3 passengers are yet to be taken. These relatives are currently living in the United Kingdom and the samples will be given in the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.